And now up next on High Plains Morning, I've got Sarah McQuaid on the line. And Sarah, thank you so much for giving us some time here. I just wanted to speak with you about a really beautiful project that you've got going on right now and hear all about it. Of course, you're going to be coming to join us for a living room concert on September 28th at the Chalice Abbey, part of the High Plains Public Radio Living Room Concert Series. And you're just one of the world's top folk singer-songwriters on the scene today. So we are thrilled that you found some time all the way from the UK today to speak to us on the phone. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Jenny. You're very kind. Thank you. That was a great intro.
Well, I know that you are definitely hungry because we're blopping right into your lunchtime. So I'll make this direct and to the point. The reason I wanted to speak with you now, obviously, we're gonna hopefully talk to you again closer to your concert. But there's a very beautiful video that is coming out that has already come out that's out right now that I want to make sure that our listeners are aware of. I think this is a story that will really resonate with people of the High Plains Also, April is Donate Life Month, and your song, Slow Decay, has a really strong message about organ donation. I just wanted to get you on the phone and let you go ahead and share a little bit about this song, about this video, and about the story that that is contained within.
Well, the way the video came about is I actually got some, I was really lucky, I got some grant funding specifically for making videos of songs from my new album, which is something I've never been able to afford to do before. So what I decided to do is to contact some filmmakers in Cornwall in the southwest of England where I live, whose work I really admired, and just put to them that I'd like them to make a video of one of my songs and see what they came up with. And there's a really terrific award-winning filmmaker called Brett Harvey. He's done a couple of feature-length films that have, you know, played to film festivals all around the world and won awards and everything. So he's great at his job. And I said to him, look, I give you carte blanche. Just pick any song from the album and see if you can make a video of it. And, you know, you don't have to put me in the video or anything. Just do whatever you feel like doing with it. And he came back to me. And he said that when he heard my song, Slow Decay, he was put in mind of a news story that he had read about a man called Bill Connor, who tragically lost his daughter. She was only 20 years old when she died, but her organs were donated at her request. And to raise awareness for organ donation and also to honor his daughter's life, he set out on this great big cycle journey across the USA from Madison, Wisconsin, where he lives, to I think it was a hospital in Florida where her organs had actually been harvested for donation. And along the way, he had met a young man, a 19-year-old young man whose life had been saved by getting Bill's daughter Abby's heart. And when they met, it was a really emotional moment. They had a big hug, and the young man had actually pulled out a stethoscope and said, do you want to listen to your daughter's heart beating in my chest? And he listened, and he heard his daughter's heartbeat again. And Brett thought, and I agreed, that it was such a beautiful, poignant story, and it also kind of helps to make the point about organ donation and how important it is. And it's funny because I don't mention organ donation explicitly in that song, but there's another song elsewhere on the album called Break Me Down where I do talk specifically about organ donation and how it's definitely something I want to do as and when the time comes, which hopefully won't be too soon. But I was really happy that Brett picked up the sort of kind of subtler implication of it in the lyrics of Slow Decay, which is all about, you know, what do we leave behind? And he made the most beautiful video, I definitely encourage your listeners to go and look it up on YouTube because it's just gorgeous. If you Google Sarah McQuaid, Slow Decay, and Brett Harvey is the filmmaker's name, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, we'll definitely link to that so folks can see it. And you mentioned it doesn't actually specifically talk about organ donation, but one of the lyrics here, the body fails, these bones won't last forever. So I ask myself, what are the things we leave behind? What is it about this issue that strikes you so strongly that you have two songs on the album, one of which is, you know, very specific, you said, and this one is much more implied?
Yeah, I think on the album as a whole, I was thinking a lot about mortality, and not in a kind of morbid, mournful way, but just in a, I don't know, I guess I've realized that, you know, unless I live to a much greater age than any of my family have done, I'm probably kind of in the second half of my life at this point. And I guess you start thinking, you know, okay, you become mindful of the kind of limited time that you have left, and you think, what can I do? What am I leaving behind? What am I contributing? And one really obvious thing that you can contribute is organs, and you know, save somebody else's life when you leave yours. So I think it's a really wonderful and beautiful thing.
It really is. And I pulled a few statistics for those of you who don't know too much about organ donation, as I'm sure most of us don't. 115,000 people are waiting for a life-saving transplant, and every day 22 different people die waiting for that transplant. But yet one organ donor can save an average of 8 lives and change the lives of more than 50 people. And it's just one of those things where anyone can do it. Anyone can sign up to be an organ donor, regardless of their age, medical history, doesn't cost any money. And you know, treatment and care, it's only considered after the patient has failed. And some people, I don't know, I think most of us think that you sign the back of your, you know, U.S. license, your driver's license, and then you're good to go. But actually, that's not the case. You actually, to be more protected, you have to go to register as an organ donor, and you can do that at donatelife.net. And again, this is Donate Life Month right now. So, I mean, what better way than to, you know, watch this video and have it be something that you think about? And it's not one of those things that you can do after after it's gone on. We never know what's going to happen in our lives. So to make sure that you can pay it forward that way, definitely go to donatelife.net. And if that's something you want to make sure that you do to leave something behind, you can do that. Now, for a minute, I wanted to ask you about your new album. If we dig any deeper, it could get dangerous, which I love that title. It almost sounds like a Morrissey Smith's lyric there. It's just long titles. I love long titles. And it was actually produced by folk guitar hero Michael Chapman. And I'm curious, how did you two hook up?
We met at a festival where we were both playing here in England. We were both on the bill at a festival, and I'd gone to a concert of his previously, you know, a month or two previously, and I hadn't actually introduced myself because I was too shy. But then when I saw he was on the bill at the festival, I thought, right, I'm going to do it. And I went up and introduced myself, and he was so nice and friendly, and he knew who I was. He knew of my playing. And he said, oh, you know, come and sit with us. We're having a chat in the bar. And then the next morning, it turned out that we were staying in the same hotel. He and his wife were sitting at a table when I came down to breakfast. They said, oh, come sit down. And we just really hit it off. And his wife, Andrew, who's a really fantastic knitwear designer, she was exhibiting her knitwear at a show in Memphis, Tennessee. And I said to her, she was saying, oh, I'm going over to Memphis. And I said, well, you know, funnily enough, I've got a U.S. tour coming up, and I'm going to be doing a gig in Memphis. But, you know, I don't suppose we're going to be there at the same time. And it turned out we were. And she came to my gig, and she really took a shine to me and said, listen, anytime you're passing through, come and stay. And she organized a gig for me at a cricket club, very English, up the road from where they live. And then I got this hilarious communication where Mike, Andrew phoned up and said, listen, Michael wants to know if it would be okay if he played a little opening set for your gig. So that
at the cricket club.
Because he's, you know, he's a legend. And my profile is still pretty low. So the MC at the gig had a big laugh about that. He said, you know, when we have these concerts, we always like to give a local up-and-coming artist the time, you know, the chance to do an opening slot. You know, and
that is great.
The veteran comes on stage and proceeds to just blow me away with his playing. He's just an amazing player, an amazing songwriter as well. He writes beautiful songs, and he did a great job of producing the album. And we did one of the other videos we made using the funding that I got was was a kind of a documentary about the making of the album, which you can also see on YouTube. And the filmmaker, another Cornish filmmaker, a guy called Morgan Lewis, he came and filmed us in studio, and he interviewed Michael. And in the interview, he asked Michael how he saw the producer's job being, and Michael said, "Well, I think my job is to get more out of Sarah than she thinks she's got in the tank." And I thought that was a really good analogy of what a producer does, and he certainly did it.
Inspirational life coach, it sounds like.
Yeah, totally. And he really stretched me. Like, he got me playing electric guitar, which is something I had never done in my life. He said, "Listen, I want you to write some songs for the new album on the electric guitar, and I'm sending you my guitar by UPS. And I'm on tour at the moment here in England, and I've still got his guitar with me. He's kind of given it to me on long-term loan until I can afford to buy my own." So for the first time in my life, I'm touring electric guitar for the first time. And another thing I did on the album that we do is I actually wrote a song on piano, so I'm touring a stage piano now as well. And I'm also touring a drum, because I had a really good percussionist on the album, a guy called Roger Luxton, and he loaned me a drum. So I've got three borrowed instruments with me. I've got a borrowed electric guitar, a borrowed stage piano, and a borrowed drum from Roger that he gave me a lesson on and taught me how to play. And I've been having a lot of fun with that. It's getting a great reaction from audiences, too.
That has to be really amazing to go from just a woman and a guitar and a voice to kind of a one-woman band.
Yeah, totally. I mean, people look at the stage setup and they go, "Oh, we didn't realize you had a band with you." And it's like, "No, I don't have a band with me. This is all me."
You're like, "You're looking at her."
It's kind of a, yeah, sorry?
I was like, "You just have to reply, you're looking at her, I'm the band."
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's wonderful. We'll make sure to get a link to the documentary about the making of the album as well. And where are you up to next? You're currently in the UK. Tell us a little bit about your tour leading up to when you're going to be here in the Texas Panhandle.
Well, right now I'm in the middle of a five and a half weeks tour of the UK and Ireland. I've got a bunch more gigs around England now, and then at the weekend I'm going to be heading over to Wales and doing a gig in Wales, and then I get the ferry to Ireland, and then I have a really intense week of gigs in Ireland, north and south, 7 gigs in 7 days, and which is more than I normally do. I normally like to give myself a couple of rest days every 5 days, just so my voice doesn't get worn out. So I'm going to have to be really careful and look after it. And then we get the ferry to Scotland, and I've got a week of gigs in Scotland, and then a bunch more around the UK. And then I get home at the start of June, and then I'm mostly home with my family in the summer. I've got a couple of gigs. I've got a gig on the 4th of July at the American Museum in Britain. They're having a little 4th of July celebration, so I'm flying the flag for America.
Excellent.
At that. And then I head over to the USA in September, and I'm going to be there for, I think it's 7 or 8 weeks, coast to coast, and calling round to Amarillo as part of that. So I'm really looking forward to finally meeting you in person.
Well, we're very thrilled to have you, and living room concerts are always a real blast, really intimate listening room settings, and it's very, very focused on the work. So we're very excited to have you. And again, that's September 28th at Chalice Abbey, living room concert with Sarah McQuaid. And again, April is Donate Life Month. We'll go ahead and post the link to these videos and look more into it. Everyone should donate, you know, you're not using it anymore. When you're done with it. So, you know, leave something behind. I think that was a beautiful sentiment that you had in your lyrics to slow decay for that. And it's going to be really cool to share this story and make sure people can learn more about what it is that that Bill Connor did, that 1,400 miles cycling across the USA just to remember his daughter and hear her heartbeat again. All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for your time today. Go get some dinner, and we really appreciate you. Hopefully we'll check in with you before you come for the living room concert.
That would be great. Oh, and if you can get a link to my website as well, that would be really fantastic.
Sure thing. What is it?
It's sarahmcquaid.com. That's really simple.
That's so easy to remember. We'll definitely link to that as well. All right, Sarah, thank you so much. Great. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Jenny. It's lovely talking to you, and I look forward to meeting you in person.
Wonderful. Tell Martin hi, and thanks for sharing dinner time with us.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.